Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Governor Lord Combermere proclaims the loyalty of the British West India Regiment. On this day, February 2nd in the year 1819, a proclamation by the Governor of Barbados, Lord Combermere, was published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. According to the proclamation, and I quote, "Whereas some evil disposed or weak-minded person or persons have propagated a wicked and mischievous falsehood respecting the loyalty and discipline of His Majesty's 3rd West India Regiment, now doing duty in the garrison of St. Anne's, most unjustly and without the slightest foundation whatsoever, accusing the privates of that regiment of a disposition of mutiny and revolt, I do hereby offer the reward of £100 current money of Barbados to any person who can give information so as to convict the fabricator or fabricators of this slander upon a regiment which has always, and particularly whilst under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Young, borne the highest character for strict discipline, courage, and subordination, whether in garrison or in the field." End quote. The background to this proclamation by the governor can be seen within the context of the event that occurred 3 years earlier, being the momentous 1816 Buster Slave Revolt. During the slave revolt, the British West India Regiment, which was a regiment of black soldiers, was critical to the defeat of Buster's army and was commended for their bravery and loyalty by their white commanders. The loyalty of these black soldiers was indeed a surprise for Buster's men, who, it was reported, initially thought the soldiers of the British West India Regiment were there to help them. Rumors had circulated among the enslaved that King Christophe of Haiti had sent soldiers to assist Buster's forces. Additionally, and possibly more importantly, Buster's army and much of the enslaved population were of the belief that the British government was sympathetic to their cause and the white authorities in Barbados were the real obstacle to their freedom. In fact, such was the belief that the British government and military were on the side of the enslaved that Buster's army carried into battle a flag with an image of a British soldier on which was written, quote, "Happiness remains forever with Endeavour. Britannia are happy to lead any such sons as Endeavourance, as God always a save Endeavour," end quote. This was a clear demonstration that due to their belief, Buster's army had some loyalty to the British and believed that the British would protect them. This was a serious miscalculation by Buster's forces, because the white soldiers of the British Army and the black soldiers of the British West India Regiment were unified in their aim to put down the rebellion. Buster's army was ill-equipped to take on the forces of the regiment and were indeed defeated, while the loyalty of the British West India Regiment remained unquestioned in the heat of battle. Therefore, the proclamation as publicized by Governor Lord Combermere in offering a reward for the accusers of the British West India Regiment to be exposed was a clever action, based on the past loyalty of the regiment and a statement of confidence in these black soldiers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.